You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a degree in film studies and an enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents spent a Saturday night at the drive-in watching Loving You, featuring Elvis for the first time in glorious Technicolor. In the 40s, rock and rhythm artists were most likely to grace celluloid in a soundie, an early form of music video played on a video jukebox. By the mid-50s, artists began to show up on the big screen, at first amounting to little more than multi-act concert footage strung together with the thinnest of premise. Then, as rock and rhythm became a teen-fueled money machine, came the rise of the rocksploitation film. Typically low-budget, black-and-white movies with an elementary plot, these films immortalized rock and rhythm artists at the apex of their often brief relevance, making them priceless, even if they were exploitative in design. They're gonna put me in the movies. Celluloid and shellac come together as the Rock and Rhythm Review is at the movies, starring the 50s most daring musical acts: Elvis, Bill Haley and his Comets, the Harptones, Johnny Carroll and his Hot Rocks, Fats Domino, Jimmy Cavallo and his House Rockers, the Trainiers, Little Richard, and Chuck Berry. The first rocksploitation film was 1956's fittingly titled Rock Around the Clock, with DJ Alan Freed and, no surprise, Bill Haley. This set off a slew of Freed flicks, like the follow-up from the same year, Rock, 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 which spotlights Chuck Berry indoctrinating budding guitarists to the duck walk, but also showcases the forgettable, like Cirino and the Bow Ties, and the forgotten, like Jimmy Cavallo and his House Rockers, honking the film's titular tune.
Everybody quiet? All right, let's get this prom rocking with Jimmy Cavallo and the House Rockers and rock, rock, rock.
Grab your partner, grab your gal, and rock. Rock, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. You rock it and you rock it and you rock it around. Roll, 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 everybody. Clapping and you clap it around. Rock, 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 everybody. Roll, 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 everybody. Rock, 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 everybody. Jump, 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 everybody. Jump, 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 everybody. Jump, 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 everybody. You're jumping and you're jumping and you're jumping around. Bump, 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 everybody. Bump, 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 everybody. Bump, 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 everybody. You're bumping and you're bumping and you're bumping around. Bump, 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 everybody. Roll, 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 everybody.
Haley and Freed were back at it again in Don't Knock the Rock, released again in 1956. Although powerhouses Haley and a restrained Little Richard perform, it's the ebullient Trainiers that tear up the house. The unheralded Trainiers, led by twins Cliff and Claude, were a highlight of many 50s rocksploitation films, yet today in song and screen, sadly remain a rock postscript. Rockin' on a Sunday Night.
Thank you.
kite. Rockin' on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, rockin' on Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
A Bill Haley tune from Don't Knock the Rock had an interesting encore 2 years later in Germany, where he performed Hot Dog Buddy Buddy and another song for the film Hier Bin Ich, Hier Bleib Ich, aka Here I Am, Here I Stay. The movie is significant because it's a 50s era Haley and Comets in color and the high resolution of the film. And although I have no idea what's going on in the film, neither does Bill by the looks of it.
Kamera einschalten, Ruhe, liebe Fernsehfreunde. Zufällig im schlafenden Ferkel anwesend, Leon findet's immer für die Seele, Bill Haley.
Cold as a cod dish, hot as a coal, hot dog buddy, well bless my soul. I'm rocking, rocking on down the line. Like a rooster, highs like a frog. When I hear music, I holler hot dog. I'm rocking, rocking on down the line. Hot dog, buddy, buddy, hot dog all the time.
Hot dog, buddy, buddy. Hot dog, buddy, buddy. Hot dog, buddy, buddy.
Lefts and 14 rights, and I'm rocking, rocking on down the line. Hot dog, buddy, buddy, a hot dog all the time. Danced last night, the night before. Well, let me see tomorrow, going to dance some more, cause I'm rocking, rocking on down. Stop now, but I don't think I hold it, cause I'm rockin', rockin' down the line. Hot dog, buddy, buddy, hot dog all the time.
Hot dog!
If there was a plot, it wasn't greatly missed, but Alan Freed's next film, 1957's Mr. Rock and Roll, featured Chuck Berry, Frank and Lyman, and the Teenagers, Lionel Hampton, and Laverne Baker, but it's Little Richard who finally spanks the planks with a bit more fervor than his previous outing with Freed, Lucille.
Yeah. Lucille was not in sight. I asked my friends about her, but all the list was tight. Lucille, please come back where you belong. I think good to you, baby. Not in sight. I asked my friends about her, but all they did was tight. Lucy, please come back while you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. Lucy, baby, satisfy my heart. Lucy, baby, satisfy my heart.
Most rockexploitation flicks were coastal creations, but one hailed from Dallas. Using unsung regional talent, Roscoe Gordon being the best known, the amateur film followed the Freed formula, but the result was a notch above for the genre. Initially titled Hot Rocks, Panicking Bible Belt Censors, 1957's Rock Baby Rocket should have sent Johnny Carroll and his Hot Rocks into the stratosphere. But alas, crazy, crazy lovin'.
Well, I'm coming back, little baby, yes, and make some love to you. So save your crazy, crazy loving, baby. Save your crazy loving just for me. Oh, yeah! Don't let nobody else love you. Save your crazy, crazy loving just for me. Oh, yeah! Why you been so fun, baby? Well, I wanna tell you this. I feel just like a real gone daddy when you're giving me a red hot kiss. So save your crazy, crazy love, baby. Save your crazy love just for me. Oh, yeah. Don't let nobody else love you. Save your crazy, crazy loving just for me. Oh, yeah. Crazy baby, yes, then slip your lips on mine. So save your crazy, crazy loving, baby. Save your crazy loving just for me. Oh, yeah! Well, don't let nobody else love you. Save your crazy, crazy loving just for me. Oh, yeah! Hey, I'm telling you, honey, and I swear this is true. Yes, I almost lose my mind when you do the things you do. So save your crazy, crazy loving, baby. Save your crazy loving just for me. Oh, yes! Well, don't let nobody else love you. Save your crazy, crazy loving just for me. Oh, yeah!
Prior to teen-oriented Freed flicks, films featuring rock and rhythm artists were of the concert footage variety. A series of on-stage performances, led by an MC and a loose bassist to string the performances together. One such 1956 film, Rockin' the Blues, celebrated the obscure like the Hurricanes and the Wanderers, but also captured the only visual record of reverential vocal group, the Harptones. High Flyin' Baby.
Here they are to prove it to you, the famous Harptones!
Paint, and you paint yourself where you stirred around, looking like a newborn saint. Well, you're a hot blind baby, having yourself a ball. Yes, you're a hot blind baby, having yourself a ball. But the higher you fly, the harder you gonna fall.
Jailhouse Rock is the astounding success story of this rebel with a voice that rocked the world.
One of his best films as an actor, it's also the movie that captures Elvis at his best musically. Virtuoso tunesmiths Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller were commissioned to provide songs, yet heartbreak struck with the death of co-star Judy Tyler as filming wrapped. Several film titles were mulled for 1957's Jailhouse Rock, including the title of a Lieber and Stoller tune played in the recording studio scene, Treat Me Nice.
When I walk through that door, baby, be polite. You gonna make me so, if you don't greet me right. Don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told, it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home, if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. But I wanna be your slave, if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Treat me nice. Make me feel at home, if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. No, I'll be your slave, if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Dream me nice, dream me nice. If you really want my love, then treat me nice.
It's the undisputed champion of 50s rocksploitation films. In 1956, 20th Century Fox had money to spend, and they spent it on color, a plot, a production, a buxom Jane Mansfield, and an astounding musical lineup. The Platters, Little Richard, Gene Vincent, The Traineers, Eddie Cochran, and Fats Domino. Fats starred in several 50s films, and for those that didn't think Domino could dance, check out 1958's The Big Beat. But his best performance is Blue Monday from The Girl Can't Help It.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday. I'm so tired, got no time to play. Here come Wednesday, I'm beat to my side. My gal called, got to tell her that I'm out. Cause Thursday is a hard working day, and Friday I'll get my pay. Saturday morning, oh, Saturday morning, all my tiredness, they're gone away. Find my morning, in my honey, and I'm out on the stairs to play. Sunday morning, my head is bad. Boy, it's worth it for the time that I've had.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Frank Tashlin. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com.
This Alan Freed character, as far as I can see, he's the proverbial Pied Piper who's just sort of cashing in on a few illicit adolescent emotions.
1959's Go Johnny Go makes an intriguing bookend to the 50s rocksploitation films. It would be Freed's best and last flick, as a looming Payola scandal would soon ruin him, the first and only appearance of Ritchie Valens and Eddie Cochran's last film. It also features the Cadillacs, Jackie Wilson, the Flamingos, and Chuck Berry. Berry not only had a musical role, but he had an acting one as well, something Chuck wouldn't do again for 20 years. Little Queenie.
A minute over 17. Meanwhile, I was thinking, she's in the mood, no needin' break it. I got a chance, I oughta take it. If she'll dance, we can make it. Come on, Queenie, let's shake it. Go, go! Meanwhile, I'm still thinking, If it's a slow song, we'll omit it. If it's a rocker, that'll get it. And if it's good, she'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, let's get with it.